Hi, and welcome to the podcast. At the end of March, I interviewed Savia Rocks, a songwriter, a photographer, and a podcaster who hosts a very successful podcast dealing with people's mental health. We spoke about music, about art, about the world today, and she gave some very useful information for every artist out there and some inspiration for everybody that's involved in the music business. So please welcome Savia Rocks. Savia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nick?
I'm really good. As I said a little bit earlier on, I'm two coffees in on a Monday morning, and I'm pretty good.
Do you know what? If I had a coffee, I'd be jumping all over the place.
Really? I normally only have two cups a day, and I've had both of those this morning. So and when I get to 3 o'clock, I could fall over. So can you explain why we're here?
Okay, so I sent my track. Well, I sent two, but the first one I sent was written by myself, Savia Rocks, and I am Subi, who is an artist. So basically, the song is about mental health and positivity and gratitude and all that stuff. That's awesome. But it was originally for the podcast, the Ask People podcast, which is a podcast that I get to interview people on, which is on at least 56 countries all over the world.
Wow.
And gets around 400,000 views.
Keep going.
And so every year what I do for the podcast is something really awesome, and I think it's really special. I find either a band or an artist to help them, especially in the industry, to put their song as the theme song for the podcast, knowing that every month is going out to so many people. And I believe in life, it only takes one person to hear your song to give you a helping hand to push you to where you need to be in life. So that's how, and then I sent it to you guys, and then you picked up on it and was like, yeah, come on the show. And I've been humbled. Thank you so much, by the way, for even having me on the show today, which is really awesome of you. So this is why we're here today. So thank you so much, Nick.
Excellent. Well, the reason that I think you're here today, which is all of it's lovely and valid, but you sent us a track. I really liked it, and we played it on the podcast.
You did, yeah.
And that's it. So I didn't know anything about the mental health stuff, didn't know anything about your podcast, because for me, it's all about the music. So if I like
the music,
if it's got, people say, oh, I wrote this because of this, and I wrote this because of that, and this features so-and-so, I'm like, it doesn't bother me.
And you said some really nice things as well about the track as well. When I was listening back to the podcast and I was sharing it out with everyone, you actually said really, really nice things as well about it, and I'm on the end of it.
You're on the end of it,
and I come in spontaneously because when we originally wrote it, it was just him. And then he was actually, from what I've heard, when I was talking to him and we were working together, he said that he was actually going to throw the track away. You know, he was going to throw the track away or put it to a side because he didn't want to bring it out. He wasn't too sure about it. And then I was like, oh, hell no. No, don't do that. Don't do that. So then I was like, no, I'll write something on it as well. And we worked on it together, which was really cool.
Excellent.
Then, there you go.
Yeah, it's lovely tracks. There are two tracks in that episode, and it's that one, and it's Hands on the Wheel. Is it Hands on the Wheel?
Oh, that's it.
Hands on the Wheel. Both earworms in me. That Hands on the Wheel track, what a track that is as well.
I like that one as well.
Really, really good. Really good.
So that's awesome.
So so you're a singer-songwriter, or you're a songwriter?
I'm just a songwriter. I'm not a singer. Reason being is I never wanted that part of the whole fame or wanting to go down that avenue. But then I I realized that being a songwriter is one of the most beautiful things that you can be, because you get to pull out the emotions from people, you get to dive into people's worlds and understand where they're coming from, and you get to, one of the most authentic things is you get to, nobody knows who you are unless they're a massive songwriting fan, and you get to write songs for so many people all over the world and just have a, well, I would say a normal life, but it, some parts are normal, some parts are not so normal, but it's awesome to be able to do that, because music and words, being able to articulate yourself in such a way but put it in a way from somebody else's perception, has always been awesome in my world.
Must be fantastic as well to write something and somebody else to perform it, because by performing it, they're saying, this is a good thing.
Exactly. That's one of the things as well. Being able to be in a studio with an artist who's got an exceptional voice, and even if their voice isn't necessarily exceptional, it's not about, listen, there's so much music out there in the world, and you'll think, how did that come out? It's true. How did that song come out in the world and become such a hit? Sometimes it's just about the energy of the song. Sometimes it's about the words that suit the person's voice. Sometimes it's just about working with the artist to make sure that you get the greatest potential from that artist and their voice. And also it's about the connection that you have with the artist as a songwriter. So there's so many factors to play when it comes to being a songwriter, a producer, and making sure that songs hit people's souls when they're actually listening to it, and more than anything hit the voice of the artist, so that when they're singing it, people are like, whoa, this is a song that really resonates with me, or hits home, or, but there's so many factors to it, which is brilliant.
So what like, do you wake up in the morning and go, right, I've got to write 3 songs today? Or do you just go, actually, that's a song there, there's a song there, there's a song there? Or
do you know my songs come to me in my sleep?
Wow.
Nine times out of ten, my songs actually come to me in my dreams or my sleep. And what I'll do is I have this massive whiteboard next to my bed. It's massive. And I have like a hookup of pens, like whiteboard pens there as well. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. But there's a massive whiteboard, a line full of different coloured pens, and then I have a dictaphone next to my bed as well. So when I wake up and I've just had a dream of a song, I automatically just go to my dictaphone and double tap it, because I know that's what I have to do, because I pull it on that setting, and then just start singing it. Then when I wake up in the morning, I'll see, obviously I've used my dictaphone, and then I'll just go in the studio, which is behind me, and then I'll just do a demo. And then what I'll do is I'll go to one of the 3 producers that I normally work with also, and then we'll just sit down and just get things together and just make it into a song to a really high standard. And then what I'll do is I'll use the contacts that I have to find an artist, or established or unestablished, and we'll give them the song if they say yes. But it's a pushing game when it comes to being a songwriter, even like being an artist. You have to make sure, or you have to find, you know, the artist to be able to sing it, and you have to, they have to want to accept that song. It's a bit like being an artist, where if you want to have a label, you go to a label. If you want to have a publishing, you go to publishing. But nowadays, because of how things are, you don't necessarily need a publishing label, a publishing company, or a record label. You can do it all yourself, which is pretty awesome in the world today. I think one of the things, downloads, artists don't get paid as much now when it comes to downloads and streaming. It kind of destroyed the industry in a way, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
But, I'm glad that people are allowed to be able to do live performances a lot more now, because when COVID hit, obviously everything stopped, but now people are allowed to do live performances again, which I think is pretty cool. And being able to do that gets them a stream of income, and so many other ways that you can get income. It's just about knowing those things.
Absolutely. So how did you come across I Am Subi?
That's cool. So first of all, I'm a professional photographer. I'm an award-winning writer, but a professional photographer as well. And one of the guys who was his manager at the time asked me to come and do some photos for him, they were a group. And I did an interview with them on my podcast, and they were the first band to come on. And their name was Entity, and Elliot was the guy who came on. He's awesome. And he asked me to come take some photos. Then he introduced me to I Am Subi to ask me to take some photos for him. And as soon as we got together and I saw him and we got introduced, it was like we got along so well. You know, there's some people that you just connect with straight away, and he was one of them. And I took photos for him multiple times, and then he said, "Savia, I know you do a lot of songwriting. Why don't you team up with I Am Subi and write songs?" And I thought, you know what, why not? Everything in life brings you an opportunity, and it's up to you whether or not you want to take the opportunity or go the other way. So I said yes. I said cool. Anyone who wants to work and is on that, you know, high standard of working, I'm always happy to do it. So that's how we met. We met through photography, then it turned into music, and we've been writing songs together ever since, really writing and producing songs ever since.
Excellent. And whereabouts are you based in the world?
I'm based in the beautiful West London.
Oh, whereabouts?
So, in central London, where Notting Hill Gate area. Mm-hmm. So that's where I am. Where the Notting Hill Carnival is, where Portobello is, where everything is funky and creative. As you can see, I love colours and people, and you know, just the vibe of every culture is coming together and doing great things.
Excellent. So can you tell us a bit about your podcast?
Of course I can, certainly. So the Us People podcast is a podcast about creatives, or everyone who is creative, but there's a twist to it. So I get people from all genres. So it could be music, it could be, or professions, I should say. It could be lawyers, musicians, artists. It could be therapists. I've had sex therapists on the show as well, which is pretty awesome. And I get to ask them questions that they don't normally get asked, about their reflection of what they see in the mirror, how they started their profession, but most of all, how they can educate other people who might not be able to get into the field, or who want to get into the field but are finding it hard to get into the field of their profession. I break down these questions. I write about 100 questions for each guest, but we've got 1 hour mm-hmm. for me to break down literally everything that I can literally pull out of them, all the information that I can pull out from that guest. But also, one thing I love to do in life is break down barriers, and being able to do that is something authentic. So I get to speak to all these people from different professions and ask them what they do, but more than anything, find out who they really are as people in the world, not just this so-called title of what they have. I get to really get to know them as a person, and then I get to just feed that information to beautiful people all over the world and see what they take from it, because everyone takes something different. So it's just being able to give something for free and just give back.
Excellent. So what have you got next for what's coming next? Musically, what have you got coming next that you're excited about?
I happily sent you another track, which is pretty cool, which is We Haven't Done This, which is the latest release that's come out, which is pretty awesome. I wrote that actually 15 years ago and then remade it again. It might be even more than 15 years ago, but I remade it with another producer from America, and we've just literally put it out on February the 19th. That's come out, go and check it out.
What's it called and who's it by?
We Haven't Done This, and it's actually a demo. So the guy who produced it is actually the one singing the song, but we liked it so much that we just decided to pull it out as it is. And it's a dance song. It's a dance two-step song. It's to make you move, to make you use that energy that you thought you lost a long time ago, to bring out those dance moves that are pretty awesome in the world. And I'm also just writing for more and more artists. So it's just finding more artists in the world who want to collaborate with a songwriter and a producer so that they can do great things, and that I can help push them into the world of the music business, but also teach them about the music business as well, because it's one thing about being talented, but it's another thing about knowing the music business as well.
Excellent. Well, look, I've just done a quick Google search Gmail search on your email address, and you sent me an email in 2016.
See, there you go.
2016. Professional photographer from West London.
There you go.
What was that about? Photographer you can trust.
There you go. So it's most probably me sending it out. I've always been a grafter, and I think that's one of the most beautiful things in life. I've always been one of those people that are constantly on the ball, constantly sending people stuff, constantly working with people, because when you're self-employed, it's completely different to when you're working a 9-to-5, as you know, because working a 9-to-5, you're getting a monthly salary and you know it's kind of coming in. But when you're self-employed, you have to be your own grafter. You have to be your own grafter, you know. Sometimes you have to be your own accountant. Sometimes you have to be your own PR. You have to do so many things yourself. But most of all, you just have to be organized in the best way that you can. But creatives, they say that creatives are quite procrastinators in a way. But some of them are geniuses, even if they are procrastinators. But I think it's pretty cool. So definitely, yeah, that makes sense. Me sending that to you.
Yeah. So 2016, yeah. It's weird, isn't it, when you look back at the stuff and go, oh yeah, I was doing that then. I do things like that and I go, oh, someone will go, yeah, I saw this in that moment. Oh yeah, that didn't work. I had to do something else instead then.
That's the awesome thing though, Nick. Even if things don't work, you just move on. You move on to the next thing. You say, you know what, if it didn't work, you move on to the next thing. If you know what your purpose is, you just graft and continuously keep on doing it because you know you're getting better and better and better at it. But if it doesn't work, you don't stop. You don't stop just because something doesn't work in your life. You say, you know what, well, let me go to the next thing that might work. And sometimes it's you doing so. We were speaking about doing something spontaneous even before I think you started recording. But when you plan, it doesn't always work out to plan, right? So therefore, when you do things spontaneously, it works out 50 times better. And you're like, you know what, that is so cool.
Well, I really enjoyed that, and what a fantastic person. To find out all the things that she does, make sure you get onto the website isthisthingonpodcast.com. You'll find the write-up for this particular interview, and there'll be links to all the things that she does. More music podcasts coming soon. I love you all. Goodbye.